Tantor Audio presents To Wed a Highlander by Michelle Sinclair. Narrated by Anne Plosnick. Chapter 1. Lochlann Castle, Scottish Borders, 1309.
Enough!
Bellowed the old laird as he rose stiffly from his chair. His commanding voice belied the weakness of his though-moving body, as did his brightly lit green eyes. His thick hair, which had once been a dark red, was now a beautiful silver-grey, barely reaching his shoulders. Emerald shards of prostration and aggravation lashed out at the two seething figures in his day-room. Both remained unaffected by his looks of fury. They were too obstinate to realize that his toleration of their mutual detestation had vanished. No longer could they avoid the inevitable. Alexander clamped his jaws together as a shot of fire coursed through his chest. The pains were becoming more frequent and more powerful. His time left was limited, and before he died, he vowed his clan would be in the hands of the one man who could ensure its survival. He glared at the powerful Highlander towering motionless near the hearth, and then slid his gaze toward the obstinate redhead across the room. Her jaw was clenched, and her hands were clasped behind her back as she paced furiously back and forth across the planked floor. Neither of them was any closer to conceding. In two strides, Alexander was in front of the hearth and met the fierce gaze of two bright cobalt eyes intense with controlled emotion. Alexander Dunstan knew he was considered a large man by his lowland peers and had often used his height to intimidate those who had raised his ire. However, the idea of his imposing figure affecting Colin McTierney was ludicrous. The man was a giant even among Highlanders, and while Alexander would never admit it aloud...